This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation today, joined by Leah Benoit from the Delray Cafe. Oh my goodness, that was a mouthful. I'm sorry. Welcome okay. to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I appreciate you taking the time to come in, but even more so, appreciate everything that you did over the weekend to help Justin Troxell. Tell me about really where that started.
Well, I've known Troxell for 24 years and been friends with him for that long. And so when I found out what had happened, I just instantly went into, how do I help? What can I do? And being a small business owner also, I just, you know, I thought, well, sales, you know. So I chose to Saturday do 50% of my sales donated to him. And I appreciate your gratitude, but I don't want the recognition. I didn't do it for any of that. It's just, I want to help, and he's helped the community so much that was very important to me.
It was one of those first things that when people were hearing what was happening, that was the first question. How do I help? What do we do? And what was great was you kind of giving people a way to do that immediately while it was on their minds, while they really wanted to just be able to jump in and do something.
Exactly.
So you donated 50% of everything that you sold that day, and it sounds like it was a pretty good day.
It was absolutely amazing. I could not have done it without my staff. My staff, they all jumped in and helped, all hands on deck. Most of them were there for 12, 14 hours, and no complaints. They just knew what we were doing and what we were there to do that day, and they were absolutely amazing. Reggie Troxell and Andy Thomas helped volunteer and walked around and bussed tables and greeted people and sat them and did everything that they could. And it was quite comical, actually, because neither of them have ever waitressed, so they didn't really know what to do. But they were so helpful, and I was so grateful to them.
But they jumped in the deep end for a good cause.
Exactly. And I was so... The community just stepped up. It was absolutely amazing to see all of the people walk through the door and just stand there and wait for a table and so patient and just wanting to give. We had two donation jars on the bars. They were plumb full at the end of the day.
Well, and before we get to the total, did you have an idea in your mind, like a goal that you had set before Saturday?
I anticipated $6,000.
That's an amazing, I mean, for me, that would be an amazing goal, but yeah, an amazing idea to be able to try to raise. But now, like you're saying, with all of the extra that flow that came in, what did you end up being able to donate?
We ended up raising over $8,000.
That's incredible.
It was absolutely amazing. I cried. I'm actually about to cry now.
Well, it's all right. People have emotions, and we're allowed to have them, and you don't have to feel bad about it at all. But it's something that was really, really incredible to hear how one day pulling together that much for Justin and everything that he's going through. And so if there's people that are still kind of, maybe missed that one and still hoping to help, what are some ways? Do you still have a donation box that they can drop that off?
Yes, I left the donation jars on the counters, and they still are bringing in money. So every week or so, I'll take that and give that to the family. But there's a Justin Troxell Community Support page, I believe is what it's called on Facebook, and it has all the events that are coming. I know there's a car wash at Mancrafts on April 9th. There's an auction at Backside on May 7th. I know that Loggers and Mountain Mike's and Casey's, I think, are doing days like I did, donating a portion of their sales. There's so many people stepping up and trying to give back to a man who gave a lot to this community over the last few years, and I'm just excited to have been one that could help.
Yes, and people do want to help because he is a great person, a great guy, and like you said, you know, kind of like what you said at the beginning, like you didn't do this for recognition.
No.
And I know that that was a kind of a running theme for Justin during his fundraising when he was working to support the UCC fund is, you know, he almost tried to brush off people paying attention to him. But,
sure.
But
he doesn't like attention.
He doesn't, but he's getting it now because yes. There are so many people in this community that love him and want to support him. And so that is a great way. Like you said, the Facebook page, Justin Troxell Support Community Facebook page. We do have that linked actually actually at 541radio.com. So if that's an easier way to remember it, you can go to 541radio.com, find the story about Justin, and the link is right there. And just make sure to follow that page, because there's going to be stuff going on clear through the rest of the summer, really, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And beyond, because we take care of our guy.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's really cool. I just wanted to get you in to kind of get a recap on that. And thank you. Thank you for taking the time this morning to join us on the Morning Report, and also for taking the time and effort to do all that for Justin.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right. That's your Morning Conversation here on News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. And we'll have that posted as a podcast shortly at 541radio.com.